Forget everything you think you know about project management. So here's what you need to ask yourself. Are you ready to ditch the cookie cutter career advice and embrace a path that is uniquely, and I do mean uniquely, yours? Because let me tell you, the most successful project managers I know, including myself, there's the ones who zigged while everyone else zagged. Stick around because I'm going to reveal the secret sauce. I'm going to cook today, family, about project management success. And trust me, it's nothing like what you've been told before. Your future in project management starts now. And it's a way more, and it's going to be more exciting for you as you continue on this journey. You know, I want to make sure that you understand my journey. I've shared a couple highlights, but if you don't mind, I'd like to share a quick story with you, and I will make it quick. You see, when I got into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, it wasn't a straight path. You know, it reminds me so much of when they tell the story of how Jordan got cut from his high school basketball team, and look how it turned out. But sometimes we forget the story in between. You see, family, the reason why I had to take a moment to sigh is because we forget the story in between the hard work, the dedication, the commitment, the willingness to continue to get up and get up and get up. And sometimes when we look at that, we get to the point where he has won these six championships, but we don't talk about the 6 years of him playing for the Bulls before he got his first championship. We don't talk about, again, we talk about it at a very high level, but we don't touch on the details of him getting cut from his high school team. Get cut his freshman year and then coming back, and he just kept getting better. And what it all came to is work ethic, commitment. And this is what happened with me, family. I started off as a maintenance facilitator. You're like, well, what is that? Well, basically what I did is I worked with retail companies, and I worked with the vendors. So for instance, if a air conditioner unit went out or a heating conditioner unit went out, I coordinated with the vendor to get them out there and handled all the billing and things of that nature. Or let's say it was a mold issue or a bathroom issue. Basically anything you think of facilitated, facility related, I was your guy. I managed the West Coast, so I had a lot of retail locations out there. And it wasn't until I got the opportunity to shadow a project manager that gave me a view at something different. He was like, hey, you're kind of doing some of these skill sets as it is. Hey, won't you come shadow me and look at what it looks like on the construction side of the business? So I was like, okay, I didn't have nothing to lose. And so I shadowed that particular project manager. And then it went from just shadowing again, family. I didn't get the role. I went back to my maintenance facilitator role. And then the next role was a business analyst. And then from a business analyst, I had an opportunity to work with numbers, sales process, basically SOP, standard operating procedures. See, this wasn't a straight path to, okay, I'm the project coordinator, now I'm going for project coordinator, project manager. And a lot of times I know we want to jump from the coordinator to the project manager. But unfortunately, family, all of our paths don't lead that way. And I thank God that I didn't go just jumping from coordinator to project manager, because now I appreciate the role so much more because of the fact of what I had to go through. See, a lot of times we go through things in life and it's frustrating, it's irritating, and we're asking, why me? But why not you? And today, family, I'm going to unpack 15, and I do mean 15 roles that really takes you out of doing the zigzag approach to get into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. The very first role, though, is very self-explanatory, and I want to do something really special for you. I just don't want to tell you the role. That'd be easy. You can watch or listen to a video or any audio around that. I want to give you a description, and I want to give you some key responsibilities. And then to top it all off, I mean, put the cherry on top, I want to tell you how to succeed. Is that okay with you? Do you mind if I over-deliver? If you don't mind if I over-deliver, I hope I can get some comment, in the chat as well, get some likes and everything. I'm not begging for it. I'm just asking, if I over-deliver, will you do me that favor? Because of the thing it is, if you let us know that you enjoy it, then we'll do more content like this, especially in times like this where people are looking for job opportunities. This is a path that one of these 15 roles, you can figure it out. Now let's talk about the most obvious. The most obvious one is a project coordinator. What this person does is they assist a project management team across various projects phases. Key responsibilities are scheduling meetings and managing calendars, preparing and distributing project documentation, tracking project progress, and updating status report, coordinating communication between team members, as well as stakeholders. Now, the question is, well, how to succeed? Well, you want to first develop strong organizational skills and have a keen attention to detail. That is, you know what, family, let me park here parenthetically. If you can develop this first skill, I'm telling you, the opportunity is going to be huge, especially if you're going on an interview. They say, well, what's your strongest soft skill or that you have? I have a strong attention to detail and I'm very well organized. Because that's what projects are made of. If you have somebody that has organizational skills and attention to detail, forget about it. Let me move on to the next one. Familiarize yourself with project management type software, Smartsheets, Microsoft Project. I've used Asana as a scheduling software, but again, it's still a software that you can use to communicate with as well. Improve your communication skills, both written as verbal, and take initiative to learn different aspects of project management. Let's get into the next item. Project scheduler. Their role, their position is they focus on managing and updating project schedules. Key responsibility, creating and maintaining project schedule, project timelines, identifying and resolving schedule conflicts, analyzing critical paths and resource allocations. Now, wait, let me tell you a little bit about this. One of the things that I'm noticing more and more in projects that there are resource constraints. And as a project scheduler, if you can find a unique way to allocate resources properly, you would be so appreciated, because a lot of times I'm sitting here trying to figure out resources and allocate them properly. But if I had a project scheduler that was doing that for me, that would save me time where I can focus on the main thing, is that is keeping things organized, keeping everything on track. But anyway, I digress. Reporting on project progress, as well as any potential delays. Now, the question is, how do I succeed? This is the steps you want to look at, or things you want to look at. Mastering scheduling software like Primavera 6 or Microsoft Project, some organization Smartsheet as their scheduling software. Develop a deep, and I do mean a deep, understanding for project management methodologies or frameworks. What do I mean by that? More methodology, more predictive, and a predictive is a waterfall. When you look at predictive, you would probably, as a scheduler, be in that type of world, so you can ensure that the project is flowing smoothly. Enhance your analytical and problem-solving skills. One of the things of what I've seen from some of the top schedulers, they're very analytical. They're looking for problems to solve. If you're not analytical, go looking for problems to solve, because there's always going to be problems to solve. Learn how to communicate complex scheduling information clearly to stakeholders. This is another key way to succeed. If you can take something that is very robust and just like, and take the ability to explain it, that you can even explain it to a 10-year-old, 5-year-old, like, oh, well, why are you behind schedule? Well, because this particular task didn't happen on time. Don't go deep and start talking the different aspects of project scheduling. No, boil it down, make it simple, and make it easy to the audience that you're presenting to. Now, if you're presenting to project managers, that's different. But if you're presenting to stakeholders or even sometimes your project teams, you want to boil it down so it makes sense to them. Meet your audience where they are. Let's move on to the next. Project administrator. Again, project administrator. That is, it supports the project team with administrative tasks, key responsibilities, managing project budgets and financial reports, organizing and maintaining project contracts and documentation and coordinating procurement activities, assisting with resource allocation and tracking. I really like to say the contracts and documentation and resource allocation and tracking, those are key, and I do mean really key responsibilities. Again, how do we succeed in this? You want to develop proficiencies in financial management and budgeting tools. Listen, you can go watch a YouTube video, listen to a podcast around financial management and budgeting. Improve your understanding of contract management and procurement process. Again, you can go listen to YouTube, or matter of fact, go to Udemy. Udemy is always running special on courses. Find courses that talk about contracts. Find courses around financial management and someone that actually has reviews so you can read it. Enhance your organizational and multitasking ability. Now, one thing about multitasking, I'm not talking about doing three things at one time. I'm talking about, once you wrap up that one thing, having the ability to shift the next thing. Because sometimes if especially if you're new, and this is what we're talking to people that are looking to get into project management, but doing it in an alternative route, you don't want to be multi-switching task. I'm telling you, if you haven't done it yet, it doesn't really do any value. And I'm still working through that because I know, especially based on the book that I read by Gary Keller, The One Thing, it's not efficient. It's more effective when I focus on one task than once I complete that item, move on to the next one. Learn to create clear, concise reports for various stakeholders. If you don't mind, I'm going to give you a rant, and I promise I won't keep it too long because I don't want to lose you. Family, I've seen some project reports that is nothing but fluff. And the reason why there's a lot of fluff in there, reason why there's a lot of things like terminology that doesn't have any sense to do with the actual project is because if they're nervous that they really put out the right information, that now they have to speak to why their project is where the status is. And then, as a sponsor or as a program or project manager, if you have a project administrator, even project managers do this as well. You have all this fluff in there. It's really bad for you if you got to go report up to the executives, because what ends up happening is if they ask the right questions, they're going to uncover that you're not telling the truth. So it's important. No. It's imperative that you write clear, concise reports for each stakeholder. Let's move on to point number four, trainee or graduate project manager. Participate in structured program to develop project management skills. Key responsibilities, rotating through different project roles and departments, assisting with various aspects of project management under mentorship. Listen, family, you always know if you've been listening to me for a while, I am huge on mentorship. I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm not telling you something that sounds good because I want your business. No, I pay for mentorship. And the reason why I pay for mentorship is because my mentor is miles ahead of me, and if you ever want to grow as a project manager or grow into project management and become a project manager, you need to hire. See, when you pay with your money versus getting it free, you take it seriously. You take it seriously if you don't have the accountability within yourself to work with a free mentor. I wouldn't want to work with a mentor because of the fact of, then I may not take it seriously. But if you are paying for mentorship, you're going to take it seriously because they're going to hold if they're doing their job right, they're going to hold you accountable. So I'll digress. Let's move on. Participate in training sessions and workshops. When I start creating workshops and training sessions, you need to sign up. I'm not asking you to. I'm telling you to because of the fact it will help you grow and understand terminologies, understanding how to lead real world projects. And finally, contributing to real projects while learning. You want to be able to take the theory things that you've learned along the way, meaning reading the PMBOK, reading the Magnetic Project Manager, the book behind me, and actually implement it in real project. This is how you get a chance to learn. How do you succeed, though? You want to be proactive in seeking learning opportunities and feedback. A mentor can give you this. Network within the organization to build relationships. I tell you, people are key to having successful projects. Theory knowledge to practical situation and develop. See, this is the thing I've I've co-mentor people, and I'm like, hey, you're working on this project with me. Put it in your portfolio, because so when you get ready to transition into getting a project coordinator or a project management role or a project administrator role, you can open up that portfolio when you're in the interview and talk about the contributions you have. Some of them do it, some of them don't. Be one of those that are the ones that do. All right, let's move on to the next point. Project support specialist slash officer. They provide comprehensive support to project managers and teams. Key responsibilities, assisting with project planning and execution, managing project documentation and communication channels, supporting risk management and quality assurance process, helping with stakeholder management and reporting. How do we succeed in this? You want to develop a broad understanding of project management principles. You want to also, again, we're going to come back to this, because one of the things as a project manager, we're always solving problems. They ask me, tell me two things. That's it. What do? Organize and solve problems. That's it. Now, if you want to give me a third one, I'll say critical thinking. So again, enhancing your problem solving and critical thinking skills. Improve your ability to work effectively in a team environment. You know, one of the things I've learned in this time in project management is when you can get people that sit in silos to collaborate, how much smoother the project runs. And when I say smooth, meaning understanding, when you make it more collaborative, it gives other people on the project team to pitch in, to offer ideas. I'm telling you time and time again, when we ran up against problems, because you will in a project, having that more collaborative thought, meaning you got more people with creative ideas. Learn, and then last and final one, learn to anticipate the needs of project managers as well as teams. All right, let's move on to number six, junior project manager. A junior project manager oversees parts of projects under your manager supervision. Key responsibilities, managing small projects or specific components of larger projects, developing project plans as well as project schedules for assigned tasks, coordinating team members and resources for project segments, and reporting progress, risk, and issues to senior project managers. How do we succeed at this? Well, first, you want to develop those soft skills. What does that look like? Leadership and decision-making skills. You want to enhance your ability to delegate tasks effectively. Listen, learn this early in your career. Please don't be like me, where I had to learn this at a latter part of my career, because what will happen is I've had to manage 3, 4, 5 projects, even sometimes even more than that, at one time. And if I had to learn the hard way that I got to delegate and trust them and just put a system in place to circle back with them. So learn this early in your career, project management. Learn to manage stakeholders' expectation. Always talk about that as well, family, when it's important to set the expectation up front. So when we get down the road, there's no discrepancy, because I always tell you, frustration come from a lack of understanding what the expectation is. Improve your risk assessment and mitigation strategies. Let's move on to number seven, project assistant. What they do is they support project teams with various tasks across project life cycles. Their key responsibilities, maintaining project documentation and filing systems. They also assist with meeting preparation and follow-ups. Support, and they also do supporting data collection and analysis for project reporting, and finally helping with logistics and administrative tasks. Now the question is, how to succeed? Well, you want to develop strong organizational and time management skills. You want to improve your proficiency in office productivity tools, enhance your ability to prioritize tasks effectively, learn to anticipate team needs, and proactively offer support. Number eight, I'm telling you, I'm coming with you guys. I'm bringing everything today. I mean, every day I bring it. I just hope that you guys are learning something from this and you could take away. And just don't listen to this today. Go start looking for these roles on Indeed and Monster or whatever job boards that you like, or in LinkedIn. All right, number eight, program coordinator. Now, what a program coordinator does is They coordinate multiple projects or programs to ensure alignment. Key responsibility, assisting in aligning multiple projects with program objectives, support resource allocation across various initiatives, being track interdependency between projects, assisting with program level reporting and communication. Now, the question is how to succeed? Well, you succeed by developing a strong understanding of strategic business objectives, enhance your ability to see the big picture while you're still in the weeds. I know that may be challenging, but what I mean by that is having the ability to be able to, it's sort of like, I always use this, the big picture to me is if you're in a car, the big picture is the windshield. The details is like you're going back and forth between the windshield and the rearview mirror. Improve your skills in stakeholder management across projects, and then learn about portfolio management principles. Number 9, project information coordinator manages and distributes project documentation and information. Here are their key responsibilities: organizing, maintaining project document repositories, ensuring proper version control of project documents, distributing information to relevant stakeholders, supporting the creation of project reports, as well as presentations. How do you succeed at this? First of all, you want to become a master, or I should say, master in training to document management systems and collaboration tools. Develop strong attention to detail. That's that key word again, as well as the key word organizational skills. Enhance your ability to synthesize and present complex information. And then finally, improve your understanding of information security and access control. Number 10, change management assistant. You're like, what? Yes, change management assistant. Now, let me tell you what the catch is. What they do here, it has to be aligned with projects. So meaning support change management process within projects. What does this look like? Their key responsibilities would be assisting in developing change management plans, supporting communication efforts related to project changes, helping organize training sessions for new processes or tools, collecting and analyzing feedback on implemented changes. How do you succeed here? Great question. Develop an understanding of change method methodologies, enhance your communication and empathy skills, and learn about organizational behavior as well as psychology. I tell you, there's been many times that I thought I'll have somebody on this couch. Well, I'm not. I'm just playing. But you get where I'm going. Improve your ability to create engaging training material. Number 11, operation coordinator. You say, what? Yeah, I said operation coordinator. Supports the operational aspects of projects, assisting with process improvement initiatives, coordinating logistics for project activities, supporting the alignment of project operations with goals, helping monitor operation efficiency and effectiveness. And you know I'm coming with how to succeed. You want to develop a knowledge of business operation and process improvement techniques. You want to enhance your analytical and problem-solving skills, learn about operational metrics, and of course, KPIs, which is key performing indicators. And finally, improve your ability to optimize workflows as well as resource utilization. Number 12, project quality assurance assistants. What does that look like? What do? They support quality management efforts in a project. Key responsibilities is assisting in developing quality standards as well as criteria, supporting quality audits as well as inspection. They help track, report on quality metrics, assisting in implementation of quality improvement initiatives. The question is, how do you succeed in this? Well, you want to develop a strong understanding of quality management principles, enhance your attention to details as well as analytical skills, learn about the industry-specific quality standards and best practices, improve your ability to create clear and concise quality reports. Number 13. You still with me? If you are, we're still cooking over here. Risk management assist, identifying, assessing, and managing project risk. Here's their key responsibilities: supporting risk identification and assessment processes, assisting in developing mitigation strategies, helping maintain and update risk registers, contributing to risk-related reporting and communication, how to succeed. You want to really develop a solid understanding of risk management methodologies. And honestly, family, I'm probably going to be going maybe in 2025 or 2026, going after a risk management certification, because I know it's important to this game and to this role of project management. You want to also enhance your analytical and critical thinking skills, learn about various risk assessment techniques and tools, improve your ability to communicate complex risk information quality. Point number 14, or I should say job opportunity number 14, business analyst training. They help identify business needs and align projects with organizational goals. Here are their key responsibilities: assisting in gathering and analyzing business requirements, supporting the creation of process maps and workflow diagrams, helping prepare business cases and project proposals, assisting in stakeholder analysis and management. And then finally, we want to talk about how that they succeed, develop strong analytical and problem-solving skills, enhance your understanding of business processes and strategies, learn about requirement gathering techniques as well as tools, and then you want to improve your ability to translate business needs into project requirements. Our last and final one, family, and then I'll end with my closing remarks. Event coordinator. Did you just say event coordinator? I definitely did. Event coordinator, what they do, plan, manage, and execute events or launches. Key responsibilities, assisting in event planning and logistics, coordinating with vendors and suppliers, supporting budget management for events, helping with event marketing and promotion. How do you succeed? You want to develop a strong organizational. If you haven't noticed something, some of the key running terms in here on how to succeed: organizational, analytical, time management. So again, develop strong organizational and time management skills, enhance your ability to work under pressure and meet deadlines, learn about event management software and tools, improve your negotiation and stakeholder management. My closing remarks, family, listen, there's so many different unique ways and entry points into project management. I thought today that I would share with you and not just give you the cookie cutter of become a project coordinator, then become a project manager. Because most of us don't get that opportunity to start in project coordinator. We may have to start as a business analyst. We may have to start as an event coordinator. But what you need to understand is it's not about the title. It's about developing the skill set so you can get into the title that you want. I hope this worked for somebody. I hope that I was able to help somebody today. Until next time, you know my motto. You know my